Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Who doesn't love free stuff? Seriously, I get teased all the time by friends and family about my love for getting things for free. But here's the downside. Some companies have trained their buyers, and that would be me, to wait and not buy until it's free. Yep, that happens. And let's not have that happen to us. So here's my approach to separate what I give away and what I hold back for that exchange of value. I call it the just a taste strategy. Here's how it works. I will give ideas and general direction. I will give tips for the ground game. But I won't give so much that folks can get their outcome all by themselves. I don't give away all the moving parts at one time, all the pieces of the system in one place. Like I said, just a taste. So the first element here is scope. The second thing I separate is access. Some potential buyers need to experience how we think, how we approach an issue. This is what webinars and other more experiential formats are for. But again, just a taste. If folks keep coming back for more questions and requests, well, there's got to be an exchange for that. Remember, access to us has value. Now look, I get it. It feels good to give. I love to give. And yes, there is intense competition in content marketing, so we all have to bring our A game. Sometimes, though, it's tempting to give too much, thinking that we can make it up on the back end. It doesn't happen. As I noticed in the post, when folks pay for stuff they think they could get for free, well, that's a credibility killer. Let's be strategic and have our cake and eat it too. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.